Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we look at the reintroduction of mining legislation in the state of Wisconsin and its impact on a proposed iron mine in the Pinoki Hills south of Lake Superior. Proponents say the legislation will make the permitting process streamlined and more predictable for mining companies without sacrificing environmental safeguards. They say the proposed Gogebic taconite mine will constitute a $1.5 billion shot in the arm for the state and will provide 3,000 construction jobs and 2,800 long-term jobs. But opponents say that mining legislation is being rushed through by a new Republican majority without adequate environmental safeguards. They point to the fact that similar legislation was defeated last year because of a lone Republican holdout, and they ask, why not come up with a bipartisan bill this time around? The Pinoki Hills mine is also opposed by environmentalists who say it would destroy one of Wisconsin's most pristine natural areas, and it's opposed by the Bad River Indian tribal leaders who say the mine violates federal and state treaty rights. Joining us from Madison, 12th District Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst, who is a mining advocate and one of the principal authors of the new bill. Joining us from his home in Superior, 25th District Democratic State Senator Bob Jauch, who opposes some of the bill's provisions and whose district includes the proposed mine. Well, we want to hear from you. I'm sure you've got opinions. Give us a phone call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. We've only got two phone lines working for us today. So if you don't get through at first, as soon as you hear a caller, call us again, and we will make every effort to get your opinions on the air. 1-800-780-9742. Senator Tom Tiffany, what is the current status of the mining legislation? What's the timeline for the process, and when are we going to see a vote?
Glenn, first of all, sorry I couldn't join you in the studio today. Busy down here in Madison.
Hey, it's understandable. You've got a lot on your plate.
Sure. We had our mining hearing last week here in Madison, and now this coming week, Wednesday the 6th, we will have the executive hearing in committee in the Forestry Mining Committee here in Madison this coming Wednesday at 10 a.m.
And when do you think we're going to see a vote on this? When will all this come to fruition?
You know, I would hope that we'll see a vote here in the next 30 to 45 days. You know, I think we're getting close. We wanted to take some time through this week. I originally considered having the executive session tomorrow, but, you know, I just thought it was real important for us to take a look at a full range of amendments that are possible, and there are going to be a number of amendments that are coming forth that are being worked on, and we'll see some changes to the bill here as we get to the executive session next week.
Is this bill going to be at all significantly different from the last bill that failed by that one-vote margin?
Yeah, there are certainly some significant differences. You know, I'd point to, like, the waste characterization. We are, which I think is one of the key components to the permitting process for any mine, including an iron ore mine. We're refining that, making sure that that's real, that that's strong. We want to maintain Wisconsin's high environmental protections. We're also working on being able to make sure that we work in tandem with the federal agencies, in particular the Army Corps of Engineers, because at the end of the day, we have to work with them, and they do have a say in this whole process.
Senator Bob Jauch, you opposed the last mining bill. Do you also oppose what's being discussed for this one, and do you have problems with the process?
Well, let's first of all say it's nice to be on the show. Thank you for giving us both the opportunity to share two very divergent views, and I must say, for 2 years, I've not been looking for a Democratic bill or a Republican bill, but a responsible bill that protects the public interest and maintains adequate safeguards for the Department of Natural Resources to protect our natural resources. I must say, on the process first and foremost, there are two bills for the public to compare, and the public was not allowed to comment on one of those bills. That was not a public hearing. That was a public hoax that was held in Madison. There was no attempt, and I would hope that Senator Tiffany might express an apology to the citizens in northern Wisconsin who simply could not get down, could not participate, were discriminated against because of the location of that hearing. There should be one more hearing. As a matter of fact, I'm encouraged that he says that maybe 30, 45 days, in the next 30 or 45 days, we could hold another hearing in northern Wisconsin. What people want more than anything is the opportunity for their voice to be heard. But what happened last week was that they scheduled the public hearing at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, a three-day weekend, giving people very little time, although the Americans for Prosperity were notified in advance. A hearing room was made available to them 3 days, 4 days before the public was even notified. The Corps of Engineers was not even invited to this public hearing. Glad he recognizes that the Corps has a critical role, because they have expressed serious reservations about their inability to collaborate. They've expressed serious reservations about the wetlands policies that are included in this legislation.
Bob, let me stop you right there. Senator Tiffany, was that hearing a hoax, and do you owe us all an apology?
Oh, not at all. We got some really good information out of that. People both for and against, and people seeking information. And, I just find it interesting when we are criticized for having a hearing in Madison and we're seeing press releases and all the rest, whereas Senator Cullen's committee that Senator Jouk sat on the last 6 months of 2012, they had four hearings. They had every one of them in Madison. If you look at this process that's gone on now for over a year and a half, spanning two sessions of the legislature, we had a couple hearings, including listening sessions, up in northern Wisconsin, had one in Milwaukee. We've been around the state. This issue has really been thoroughly vetted, and it's time for the rubber to meet the road. I have no apologies for trying to create jobs here in Wisconsin.
All right, I'm going to take a phone call right now on this very subject from Pete in Ashland City. Pete, you're on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio with Senator Tom Tiffany and Senator Bob Jouk.
Hello, actually Ashland County. I live in Marengo, Wisconsin. My question is for Mr. Tiffany. He just said that this has been thoroughly vetted, and I'm wondering if he has been paying attention to the numbers at these hearings, the fact that the public has been overwhelmingly against this bill, that this is a brand new bill, and there's only been one hearing on this bill, and as Senator Jouk just pointed out, it was held in Madison, and my question to Mr. Tiffany is, what is he afraid of in Ashland County, or Bad River, to hold a hearing for the people that will be affected the most?
All right, let's let Senator Tiffany answer that. Tom, why schedule only one hearing on this bill on January 23rd in Madison? Pete says it makes it impossible for a lot of people who live right next to the mine to attend.
Oh, it's good to hear from Pete. Talk to him a couple times. SB1, as we said in early January, that we were going to use the joint finance version, which failed by one vote back in March. We were using that as the basis for our bill. So people knew exactly what we were going to be working on as a basis for this bill. And there's two primary things that we're accomplishing with this bill. One, we're maintaining Wisconsin's high environmental standards. We take them directly from existing law and rule, statute and rule. We put it right in this bill. And the second thing is to have certainty. And an applicant is going to be able to have certainty that they're going to get an answer. And this bill does not give an answer of yes or no. All it does is put in place the regulatory framework that our regulators will use to make sure that environmentally safe mining can happen here in Wisconsin. This issue has been thoroughly vetted.
But Tom, the question is, you know, this is at least officially a new bill. We've got a new legislative session. Why not hold a hearing up north in Ashland or in Bayfield or close to the mine? What could it hurt?
No, I just think the issue has been thoroughly vetted. I think we're prepared to bring this bill forward through committee and bring it to the full legislature. I think it's ready to go, and I think the people of Wisconsin know very well that we've been talking about iron ore mining now for nearly 2 years.
Well, let me read from an editorial that was published in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Just this week, it says this bill is modeled on one that failed to pass the state Senate by the narrowest of margins last winter. Too many questions have been raised about the possible effects this legislation would have on the environment to pass it as it is. We also urge legislators to hold at least one more public hearing on the measure, this time somewhere close to where the mine will be built. That's a Journal Sentinel, Senator.
Sure. We appreciate their opinion in regards to that. That is why we are listening to legislators. I've been reaching out to both Republicans and Democrats, having meetings in the Capitol in regards to this. And we think now is the time that this issue has been thoroughly vetted, and we can put together a bill that's a rock-solid bill that will create jobs, that could help create thousands of jobs here in the state of Wisconsin.
Bob Jauch, you've got a hearing scheduled February 9th in Ashland. Tell us about that, and will there be any Republican lawmakers there?
I'm hoping that there'll be Republican lawmakers. I know that Senator Schultz, who has worked very hard to come up with a bipartisan bill, he and I put one together last year. He worked very hard on Senator Cullen's mining committee this year. We have worked very hard. By the way, we listened to experts in Madison in the development of a bill. We didn't want to have just public hearing on the emotional aspects of mining. We wanted to know what was wrong with current law. As a result of that testimony in the public, we wrote recommendations that resulted in legislation that Senator Cullen has introduced, legislation that Representative Williams and Senator Tiffany wouldn't let people talk about at that public hearing. We're going to hold a public hearing up in Ashland on that issue. But here's the reason why Senator Tiffany needs to apologize. At 9:02 that evening, he simply gaveled the hearing to a close. There were dozens, if not 100 people, who had been waiting since 9 o'clock in the morning. He didn't have the decency to say, I'm sorry. He didn't say, I'm tired. I don't want to listen anymore. He simply said, your voice doesn't matter. Read the Journal Sentinel yesterday and this morning that indicates that GTAC had specific involvement in writing the amendment. We know they wrote the original bill, but here's what they did to make significant changes from the bill that was rejected last year. The company decided they wanted to eliminate $2 million in upfront payments to local communities. And Senator Tiffany decided to honor the mining company and stiff taxpayers. He needs to explain why he voted for that last year. But now that the company didn't want it, he got rid of it. It was the company's request to further weaken the state role in protection of our wetlands. The company asked for it, and the Republicans genuflected. Their bill was 30 pages longer than the last one. They included more provisions weakening the state's ability to regulate our wetlands because the company wanted more restrictions on the state's ability to navigable waters and wetlands.
Bob Jauch, on your Facebook page yesterday, you have a quote from Gugebic Taconite President Bill Williams, who said, and this is on your Facebook page, when legislators asked for the company's opinions when drafting the original bill, it was as if they said, quote, there is a Santa, and here it is, a Christmas list. What is it you want for Christmas? Are you saying that one company, Gugebic Taconite, essentially wrote this bill?
They wrote the original bill, and their fingerprints are all over the amendments. They're the ones that asked the legislature to shortchange the taxpayers because they don't want to pay any additional money to protect local taxpayers, something they said they agreed to last year. And Tom Tiffany needs to explain why he was for it last year, why it was a good time, but because the company asked for it, they got rid of it. Why did they? He should explain.
All right, Senator, let's let Senator Tiffany have his say here. Again, Tom, Bob is saying that you need to apologize and that you let one company, Gugebic Taconite, not only write the original bill but write the amendment.
Boy, I never apologize for bringing a new industry to the state of Wisconsin that will use 21st century standards to be able to create thousands of jobs for two districts, both mine and Senator Jauch's, the northernmost Senate districts, that have both lost significant levels of population due to a lack of opportunity, to bring opportunity to northern Wisconsin.
The question is, did you let this one company, Gugebic Taconite, write the bill? That was the question.
Sure. No, I'm getting to the answer here, Glenn. First of all, I drafted the bill. I think Senator Jauch has can make a bit of a legitimate case that the company was very involved in the first 6 months. You go way back to like April, May of 2011 when Senator Jauch leaked that bill out. I think he's got a legitimate case to make that, you know, a lot of that was written by the mining company. I did not get involved with this issue until about August of 2011 when I saw that it was not moving and it was stagnating. And I thought, you know, this could be really valuable for northern Wisconsin. And I got involved at that point, and we completely revamped the bill, wrote the bill through the latter part of 2011 that became AB 426 that we passed through the assembly in January of 2012. That was our bill. That was not the mining company's bill. And now we are working on this version that's based on the joint finance version of about 10 months ago. And this is our bill. This is Representative Souter, myself, Honadel Williams. This is our bill. This is not a mining company bill. Now, let's address one other thing. Have we talked to the mining company? Absolutely. You know, when we write bills that affect agriculture, we go talk to farmers. We talk to the Farm Bureau and other people like that. Well, you know what? There hasn't been a mining industry here for a long time, and there's only one company that does mining or is interested in mining at this point in Wisconsin. And that happens to be Gogebic Taconite. Do we go talk to them? Absolutely. But we've talked to a wide variety of interests in regards to this legislation.
Senator Tiffany has been pretending that this bill does not make environmental policy changes. Current law states that when considering a mining permit, the Department of Natural Resources should presume that the filling of wetlands is unnecessary. In other words, they know that there may be, but they're going to make sure that it's the last resort, that other options are taken that may protect our state's wetlands. Let me tell you what the bill legislative finding states, that when considering a mining permit, the DNR should presume that filling of wetlands is necessary. That's the company's idea. It is the company's idea to be able to fill in navigable waters and lake beds, which is a violation of our Constitution, which is an invitation to litigation. It is the reason why, if Senator Tiffany is going to listen to experts, he should have listened to the experts we had to Senator Cullen's committee, including the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. But the Wisconsin Mining Association, Steve Donahue, who testified asking our committee to identify six items that needed to be changed, and he said environmental policy does not need to be changed to improve our regulatory climate. They ignored all of the experts, and they took the direct advice from a company that is insisting on changing provisions that will restrict the DNR's ability to do their job. The fact is the Corps of Engineers is very upset with this proposal, and my guess is that it will not result in expediting the process, but in fact it will result in delaying and being much more costly.
All right, gentlemen, we've got to take a quick break. Tom Tiffany, we'll get your response when we come back on the other side. We're talking to Senator Tom Tiffany, a Republican of Hazelhurst, and Senator Bob Jauch, Democrat of Superior, on mining legislation and the proposed Pinoki Hills mine south of Lake Superior. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for WPR comes from Rely Local Wausau, building the local economy and strengthening the community by making local business everybody's business. More about locally owned and operated businesses at relylocal.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We're talking about mining legislation and the proposed Pinoki Hills mine with Republican Senator Tom Tiffany and Democratic Senator Bob Jauch, two very different opinions. Gentlemen, I want to play Governor Scott Walker's radio address from this week.
Hi, I'm Scott Walker. In my State of the State address, I stood with operating engineers from Local 139, and carpenters and millwrights from northern Wisconsin locals of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters, all who are looking for work. Passing a bill that streamlines the process for safe and environmentally sound mining could lead to as many as 3,000 construction-related jobs and 2,800 long-term jobs. We have the potential for $1.5 billion investment right here in our state that would be a lifeline to the people of Iron County. But the benefits will be felt all across Wisconsin. I applaud the legislature for moving quickly to introduce mining legislation, reforming current law to allow for a predictable and practical method to obtain a mining permit will help move our state forward. We will continue to work together to reform the permitting process while keeping intact environmental safeguards that protect our air, land, and water resources.
Bob Jauch, $1.5 billion shot in the arm for the Wisconsin economy, 3,000 construction jobs, 2,800 long-term jobs, all without hurting the environment, many of them in your district. What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, let's remember that that's an infomercial, a political infomercial. I'd love to have the economic benefits, but you will only, if you favor responsible mining, you must favor responsible mining regulatory process. Because if, let me read to you exactly what the Wisconsin Mining Association board member Tim Donahue, an expert on mining, said. Objective environmental standards do not need to be relaxed to attract mining investment in this state. And, quote, if you look at the current statutory and regulatory framework, much of it is good, but there are certain things within it we think need to be addressed. He said that the Senator Collins committee, Tim Sullivan, who is the former CEO of Bucyrus and who knows more in his little finger about mining than Tom Tiffany does, the fact is that they have admitted that the bill is going to result in litigation. It will probably mean it will take longer, and it may mean that you don't have mining. So what Senator Cullen did was listen to the experts and listen and paid attention to Governor Walker's recommendation last spring. He and I met, and Senator Schultz and he met, and he agreed to ask Tim Sullivan to work with George Meyer and Tim Sullivan to come up with a consensus to try to find common ground.
George Meyer is the former head of the DNR and with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation.
And the fact is that the proposal that Senator Cullen is the consensus agreement.
Let's get Tom Tiffany's response to that. What's wrong with Tim Cullen's bill?
First of all, it's unfortunate that Senator Jauch chooses to belittle me. I'm happy to debate this issue. It's unfortunate he has to belittle me. But here, here's what I asked legislative counsel. They're the attorneys that represent us in the legislature, and they're nonpartisan. I pose the question, does the mining bill change air quality emission limits? Does it change groundwater quality standards? Does it change safe drinking water standards? Does it change any effluent limitations? And the answer was no. And I posed that same question at the hearing to former DNR Secretary George Meyer, and he said, no, you're right, that doesn't do that. Now, he went on to say but, and he had some other disagreements with it, but air, groundwater, safe drinking water, and effluent limitations, they're all out of existing law that we have in Wisconsin that's been developed over decades. We took it right out of statute and rule, and we put it in this bill. We protect the environment with this bill.
I'm sorry, Senator Tiffany. What you're referring to are federal air and water quality standards, and you couldn't change them if you wanted to change them. Those are numeric standards that you're going to have to comply to. But you are weakening wetland standards. They're at the request of the company. You are weakening groundwater contamination standards by extending the boundaries 1,200 feet. You are weakening the Constitution, threatening, challenging the Constitution and the public trust doctrine by allowing a company to be able to fill in lake beds, rivers, streams. You refer to them as puddles. The term puddle is nowhere in your 206-page bill, yet you continue to pretend that somehow you're protecting standards. Every objective analysis of this legislation has confirmed and concluded that this weakens environmental standards, and if you listen to the experts who know a lot about it, more than me or you, know that you don't have to make these changes that you're proposing. You're doing it because the company wants them.
Senator Tiffany, let's get a response from you.
Sure. And, you know, that's the one thing that I think people should be heartened about this whole thing. First of all, our bill has very strong, high environmental standards in it. This is a 21st century mining bill. We will not allow the things that happened 50, 60 years ago to happen again. That's the world that we live in. And even if we wanted to change those standards and we wanted to weaken Wisconsin's environmental standards, which we don't and we do not want to do, the federal government is there as a backstop. Both the Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers, they're going to have a say in this. They will make sure that things are, I mean, it's almost like a double check on the process. And so people can, I mean, there's just great certainty with this that we're going to maintain Wisconsin's high environmental standards.
We're going to take a phone call right now. Don in Wausau has been waiting patiently. Don, you're on Route 51 with Senator Tiffany and Senator Jauch.
Hello, gentlemen. If I may, can I ask Mr. Tiffany, the bill from the last time around consisted it was just designed for the Pinoki mine area, correct?
No, this would affect anyone that chose to file an application to mine for iron ore in Wisconsin. It would apply to anyone that wants to do that within the state of Wisconsin.
Okay, and does that also include the Nicolet National Forest, which I believe is what they also want to mine with the where the deposit is?
Are you referring to the Crandon mine?
No. I'm referring to the Pinoki mine right now because I see that the rock ledge goes into the Nicolet National Forest past Highway 13 southwest of Mellon.
If I can answer your question this way, this applies to anyone that wants to apply for a ferrous mining or an iron ore mining permit. It would affect everybody the same that files that application in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know of a significant iron ore deposit in the Nicolet. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I'm not sure that there's a significant deposit there.
That's how far that continuation is. It's supposed to be, a mile and a quarter wide by 22 or 23 miles long.
You're referring to the Schwamigan Nicolet as a whole. I see. I thought you were referring to just the Nicolet portion, which is more towards northeastern Wisconsin.
Okay, I guess I'm sorry.
The concern, I guess, Don, is will it affect the Schwamigan Nicolet Forest?
Yes.
No, it will not. This is private property that this ore body is underneath.
All right, Don, thanks for the call. I'm going to get another call here from Jeff in Bayfield County. Jeff, you're on Route 51 with Senator Jauch and Senator Tiffany.
Thank you, and thank you for airing this important topic. This is Jeff from Washburn, Wisconsin, Bayfield County, and I wondered if Senator Tiffany was aware of a vote by the Bayfield County Board this last Tuesday evening in which they, by either 11 or 12 to 1, opposed a mining resolution that favored mining, and after listening to unanimous testimony for 2 hours straight, from 6 until after 8 o'clock, they listened to unanimous opposition to the mining resolution, and the Bayfield County Board listened and heard and felt the fears and hopes and dreams of the Bayfield County residents, which is adjacent to the Ashland County mining site, and they voted against their own resolution after listening. And I sure wish the Wisconsin state government would do the same. Mr. Tiffany, one other question. I didn't know if you were aware of that. And also, sir, it's been asserted that you have received tens of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the mining companies or mining company interest. I'd like you to verify that for us. And the last question is, it's almost a tongue-in-cheek statement to say that you have not diminished environmental regulations or environmental law, but the kicker is that you have exempted ferrous mining companies from having to abide by those regulations. So could you comment on those? And I'll just tell you, the unanimous testimony in Bayfield County on Tuesday night nearly reflects the massive resistance to what you want to foist upon us in northern Wisconsin.
All right, let's let Senator Tiffany handle those. First of all, let's take the financial matter. Are they giving you a lot of money, Senator Tiffany, the mining companies?
I've received contributions from people across the spectrum here in the state of Wisconsin. And I did receive a couple contributions from people that are affiliated with Gogebic Taconite. I think it was, I would have to double check my financial statement in regards to that, but I think it was a couple thousand dollars. I don't think that anyone can say that I get tens of thousands of dollars off from mining interests if you look at my financial statement.
And your reaction then to the situation in Bayfield County, where apparently local officials are opposed to this, and we do have some local mayors, Mayor Joe Barabi, I think that's how you pronounce his name. How do you pronounce it?
Barabi
of Mellon, and Mayor Larry McDonald of Bayfield, former Mayor Ed Monroe of Ashland, all have come out in favor, or rather opposed to this mine. Now, if it's so good for the local economy, why are these local public officials opposed to it?
You know, they would have to answer that question. I hadn't heard about the vote up in Bayfield County, and we're also hearing from lots of people that think it's a wonderful thing. So, you know, I think it's like any issue. You have people that are for it, people are against it. Our job as a legislature is to evaluate bills on their merits, to write bills that are protective of our high environmental standards that will bring prosperity to Wisconsinites, and this bill does that.
Look, can I quickly
yes.
respond to a couple of things? First of all, our job is to be a servant to the people, and it isn't to be subservient to a West Virginia coal company. It's the manner in which legislators, my Republican colleagues, including Senator Tiffany, have treated Gogebic Taconite is akin to legislators in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida granting British Petroleum all the authority to do deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. The simple fact is that the company has been deceiving the public from day one. They said all they wanted was to streamline the process, and they wanted us to look to Minnesota and Michigan as examples of how you can have a more predictable process. Senator Cohen's bill mirrors, including severance taxes, so that taxpayers are protected. And for some reason, Senator Tiffany has decided to walk the plank with the mining company instead of listening to local officials. Many local officials, like Mayor Joe, are not opposed to mining. They can't stand this bill. They know that it weakens environmental policy, and they're tired of this level of deceit, this pretension, and it doesn't. I think it's better if you simply come out, Senator Tiffany, and recognize or explain how you're not changing environmental policy when current law says, considering a mining permit, the DNR should presume that filling wetlands is unnecessary. Under yours, the DNR should presume that filling wetlands is necessary. Why didn't you invite the Corps of Engineers?
Tom, we'll give you a quick chance to respond, and then I've got to take another break.
Yeah, real quick. I find it real interesting when people say this out-of-state mining company. Well, of course it's an out-of-state mining company because we haven't had mining in Wisconsin for a couple decades here. And also, if you go to northern Minnesota, I think there's four mining companies up there right now. Three of them are international companies. They're not even from the United States. I think it's a great thing if we could get a responsible company that's here from the United States of America to do some mining in northern Wisconsin. I think that's a great thing, and a lot of people agree with that, including those operating engineers and others that were at the podium with Governor Walker a few weeks ago.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We've got a hot show on a cold night tonight. We're talking about mining legislation in Wisconsin and the Pinoki Hills mine with two people with very different points of view, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany and Democratic Senator Bob Jauch. Now, we just heard the public service announcement for an appearance by Mike Wiggins. He's the chair of the Bad River Tribe. He has been making the rounds. He is very much opposed to the mining legislation and the prospect of a mine in the Pinoki Hills. Let's hear what he said at the hearing that took place this past week in Madison.
Essentially, the bill you're looking at is set to violate treaties that our tribe has entered into with you as representative of the state of Wisconsin, as part of the greater United States government. And it's essentially very simple. It's the destruction of treaty resources through the destruction of habitat. There's sacred cultural connections, as we've alluded, and in the spirit of a garden, there's notions of sustainable food production that people are dependent on. I look at all of you, and you're 75% water. A lot of you are probably 75% Madison Municipal Water Supply. The people here and the people you're going to see come through from my reservation are comprised of the groundwater aquifers that are 1,000 foot deep and deeper, the very waters that you allow GTAC to not have to be accountable for contamination and poisoning, for toxicity. And really, when we talk about the destruction of these resources, because we're directly downstream and set to endure the impacts of this project, we view it as an imminent threat. The imminent threat really manifests itself as a form of genocide. Genocide.
That's Mike Wiggins, the chair of the Bad River Tribe. Senator Tiffany, the legislation that you're working on will violate state and federal treaty rights and will amount to, in the chairman's words, genocide against his people. How do you react?
We appreciate Chief Wiggins coming down to testify. It was great that he came down and shared his thoughts. And I would just say the mine site is on private property. That ore body is underneath private property, and the tough regulations that we have in place here, I read them off earlier about air, groundwater, surface water, there can be no exceedance of the limitations we put in place here in the state of Wisconsin to our higher environmental regulations off-site. So there's going to be no effluent going into the Bad River. In fact, I would predict that when the company has to treat its water supply that is within that mine site, that would be, if it's emitted off-site, it'll probably be cleaner than the Bad River.
Did the Bad River Tribe or any of the tribes have a seat at the table in actually writing this legislation? I mean, they are downstream, and they're not just an interest group. They're a sovereign nation.
Yeah, I sent a letter to them back in early December asking to meet with them. I did not get a reply, and I can show people the letter that we sent out from my office. That's almost 2 months ago. I went up with a couple legislators and met with them. That was over a year ago up on the Bad River Reservation. So we've done that. I also went and visited the tribal leader in Lac des Flambeaux, Tom Molson, and Brooks Big John. And Brooks was down there to testify also. So we've consulted. I have reached out and tried to meet with them.
Let's get a reaction from Bob Chauk. Bob, should the tribes have played a bigger role in crafting this legislation?
Well, absolutely. They should be listened to, first of all. But we need to be honest. And Senator Tiffany is ignoring the real concern, one of the real concerns about this mine. Because it's a 65% slope, which is very unusual, it's going to be a very deep mine. The amount of waste rock in millions of tons, if not billions of tons, is going to be placed in wetlands, which are the source of the rivers and streams, including the Bad River. In the waste rock, in the Tyler Formation, and I wish that Senator Tiffany would start discussing this issue in the context of what's happening to the land, not just what the company's going to do when they extract the ore in the processing. Because in that waste rock is pyrite. And in the pyrite, sulfide, which can become sulfuric acid, and that runoff from 200 inches or more a year is going to fill streams, rivers, flows into the Bad River, and then eventually could make its way down to the Kokagon sluice and the wild rice beds. So what he needs to understand and is ignoring is that water is the essence of the Pinoki Mountains, and that those wetlands are filling the lakes and streams and rivers in a very small watershed. Let me read to you again from the Corps of Engineers. They are extremely concerned. They say their guidelines overcome the presumption that an upland alternative is available and capable of being implemented. This is fundamentally different from the baseline position of their legislation.
According to
assume that a significant impact to wetlands is necessary.
According to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the bill ensures that there will be testing for sulfides at the mine site, and if the sulfides are there, a waste disposal plan must account for them and ensure that acidification will not occur. Is that wrong?
Consider consider the amount of waste rock that they're simply going to remove, I don't know how you could, and put into wetlands, by the way, because they're going to use wetlands as a place of convenience. Perhaps Senator Tiffany can explain why they're changing the law, and then say this isn't a change in environmental policy, that we should presume the filling of wetlands is necessary. Maybe it'll be a little bit more costly for the company to move them more upland and avoid wetlands. But to not do that reminds me of what happened in reserve mining 60, 70 years ago, when they were allowed to dump 65,000 tons of taconite tailings into Lake Superior because they presumed it was okay, and it filled the lake with asbestos.
Let's get a response from Senator Tiffany.
First, I thought Senator Jauch brought up a very good issue, and that's in regards to the waste characterization, or what is in the overburden. And that is, he is absolutely correct. That is so critical to make sure that you identify what minerals are in there so you don't get acid runoff, because northern Minnesota had a severe problem with the Duncan mine in regards to this. And we've learned from that you have to do a complete waste characterization process, or have that in the permitting process. And we went to legislative council with our bill a year ago when we were crafting it, and we said, are we doing a good job? And our legislative attorneys cannot make a value judgment, but they just said this: you have a more complete process in this bill than either Michigan or Minnesota. We do a thorough job of waste characterization. And also, much of that comes out, that'll go back in. This company will have to have a full reclamation plan. For people that are familiar with the old Jackson County mine, which is now Lake Wazee, that's fully reclaimed. It is a beautiful area now, a recreational hub in Jackson County. Same thing's going to happen here in Iron County. This company will have to, they're required under this bill, to have a full reclamation plan. And
let's get another perspective. John Kaufman, while we've been talking about the Native American perspective, he writes on a website, peaceandbread.com, and he says, quote, few in power have heard what our Native Americans keep saying. A huge, deep, open-pit mine in that range will destroy the pristine landscape and inevitably pollute the water and all the words on paper in the world. All the political promises and industrial technology on Earth cannot prevent it. Then Kaufman goes on to call it mountaintop removal mining, like the kind that has devastated the Appalachian Mountains in West Virginia. Is that right, Bob Jauch?
When you look at the Pinoki Mountains and you look at the way the iron ore deposit is angled, the 65%, you are going to end up with an incredible amount of waste rock, a huge hole that is much so much larger than the Jackson County mine, 10, 20 times more than or greater. A 1,000-foot hole, it's going to affect well water. It is going to affect, when you're filling the wetlands, that's affecting the waterways of a very fragile watershed. And
our tourism economy depends on the great outdoors. Clean air, clean water, lakes, rivers, mountains that you can climb, and bird watching and camping. Tom Tiffany, is this going to create good high-paying mining jobs and then go around and just hurt the good tourism jobs we've got?
Absolutely not. And I believe that a strong economy leads to a good environment. I mean, take a look at the business that I have on the Wisconsin River. We're just downstream from the Rhinelander paper mill. I have old-timers come on the boat, and they talk about 50, 60 years ago, there used to be enormous amounts of sludge that would roll down that river, very polluted. We have a business now that advertises that you see loons, eagles. We can do this. This is not 50 to 60 years ago. We have the know-how and the advanced technology now to be able to do these things. I think they work together, and I think we can have a strong tourism economy along with having manufacturing here in northern Wisconsin.
We've got to squeeze in another phone call. Here's Justice in Ashland, who has been waiting patiently. Justice, you're on with Senator Jauch and Senator Tiffany.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I live in Ashland. I have my whole life, and I just like to really echo the sentiment that there's a very strong feeling up here that if mining legislation is going to be drafted to encourage mining up here, we really need to be heard here, and there's really no reason not to have another hearing by us where we can contribute. I really don't think that it's fair to say over and over again that this has been thoroughly vetted, because clearly there still is a lot of confusion out there on what this bill entails.
All right. Thank you so much for your comment. Got a Facebook comment from Rich, who says, where did the bonding amount come from? Figures given by mining companies are notorious for being absurdly low. If a massive cleanup and reclamation is needed, how are the taxpayers assured that it will not fall to them at the local, state, or federal level? What assurances that the premium on the bonding will continue to be paid year after year for decades to come? We'll go with Bob Jauch first and then Tom Tiffany.
Tom Tiffany ought to be answering these questions.
Yeah, let me answer that, Senator Jauch. That's a very good question. And we actually made a change in SB1 from joint finance version from almost a year ago that allows the Department of Natural Resources to increase the bond if there is more waste rock that's taken out of the pit and there's larger tailings piles. They can increase the bond to reflect that. So that's one of the changes we made. That's a very good question.
Just remember this, because this is a comment that was made by a young man at a hearing in Mellon over a year ago when 150 people showed up and one person testified in favor of AB 426. He said, this is a land that has been here for a billion years. The lake was formed 10,000 years ago. If you make one mistake, it's ruined forever. And so what Senator Tiffany seems to overlook and not really care about is the fact that people who live closest to the mine, who were not allowed to participate fully in this hearing, but people in Waukesha and Milwaukee clearly had much better chance, that they deserve to have their voice heard to express why they are so worried about this project, and they're concerned that this law is being written. This 206 pages is full of policies that limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to protect their interests. They deserve that chance to say that. Senator Tiffany has gone to meet with Mayor Joe Barraby. He met with the chairman of the Joint Impact Committee, and I commend him for that. He made an effort to reach out to the Bad River. I'll commend him for that. But the bottom line is Republican colleagues have only wanted to talk to proponents. They haven't been willing to listen to others who believe that if you're in favor of responsible mining, you ought to have a responsible regulatory process. Senator Cullen's bill mirrors Minnesota and its process,
Let's look at what Tim Cullen said in the Journal Sentinel this week. He said, there are three undeniable facts. One, God put a lot of water in and around the Pinoki Hills, and I'm certainly not questioning his decision. Two, the mine will create millions of tons of waste rock that will need to be put somewhere near the mine. And three, Wisconsin is not the only player. Federal regulatory agencies and tribal authorities also have an influence over the mine. Now, Cullen, Tom Tiffany, accuses you of drafting this bill without any input from the tribes, and he says ultimately, you know, they're going to try to block it in federal court, and you might end up with no mining because the tribes may very well be successful unless you cut them in on the negotiations and meet their concerns.
Every hearing that I've been to, and I think we've had eight or nine now through the course of this process over almost 2 years, there's been eight or nine hearings, other listening sessions, including the one Senator Jauch referred to in Mellon, hundreds of people testifying, and the tribes have been at almost every one. They've been at every one that I've been at. I haven't been at all those hearings that happened back in 2011, 2012. But the tribes were there, given voice, giving significant amounts of time to answer questions, to be able to share their opinions, and they're always welcome to make suggestions in regards to this bill. And I would say this to anybody, whether it's a tribal member or anybody else here in Wisconsin. We're willing to listen, but there's two fundamental principles to this bill that we will not violate. We will continue to maintain Wisconsin's high environmental standards, and you have to have certainty with the bill, otherwise you will not get a mining applicant.
Tom Tiffany, what are you doing on February 9th? You going to be up in Ashland for Bob Jauch's hearing?
I'll have to check my calendar. What day of the week is that?
It's a Saturday.
That's a Saturday. I think I'm going to my daughter's swim meet that day.
Well, I understand that. Why don't we schedule another one?
I got three daughters that are school age. I got to make sure and spend time with them. I'm down here in Madison tonight, and I'm hoping to get home Here yet tonight, so I got to spend some time with the kids.
So you're going to attend a swim meet rather than attend the hearing in Ashland?
I believe there's a swim meet on my daughter Catherine's calendar, and I really do like to attend
them. Well, children are important.
I'm sympathetic to that. Then why don't you come on up and hold a hearing for those people who got up at 2 o'clock in the morning, traveled to Madison, sat there all day, didn't even have the courtesy, thank you for coming, were gaveled out of the room, told to go back home, and they traveled that 6 hours back. Why don't you come up and give them the benefit of opportunity to listen to what they have to say?
Tom, just a second, Senator. Tom Tiffany, we've got like 30 seconds left, but I've got to let you respond to that.
Yeah. Senator Jalk and Representative Bewley asked us to do a hearing, and as a result of that, at our hearing a week ago, we gave priority to those people from northern Wisconsin. We made sure that as many people were as heard as possible. We had hundreds of people go through that day, 12 full hours of testimony. I thought we had an excellent hearing.
Gentlemen, we're out of time. We want to thank today's guests, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany, Democratic State Senator Bob Jalk of Superior. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. For all of you folks who were on the phone and I didn't get to you, I'm sorry. This show just happened to go that way today. Thanks for riding along with us today. Until next week, we are heading out of town.